Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Sunday brunch version of the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line. And as you can tell, we are not in the friendly confines of our home studios. No. Today, we have taken the show on the road. We are live from Florida, where we're here for an incredible Golf for Cops golfing event tomorrow and later tonight. And I'm excited to be here. But we have to remain focused on the job at hand. So let's bring in the stars of the show. First and foremost, the man who named this show Sunday Brunch, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Happy Sunday brunch to you, AB. Good to see you guys. I'm happy to be back home. I took an early flight from New York City this morning. Feels good to be back home in Nashville, ready to go. 3 big shows today here on the Early Edge.
Yeah, 3 huge shows. And I got to tell you, Mikey, I'm sure at some point in your travels, you went, where can I spend this little extra money that I won from the coach on a stupid showdown? Georgia decided that this would be the day. They wouldn't play defense all season. So congratulations on the showdown bet that you won from me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, from 8 floors below, also live from Nashville, Tennessee, dial up AB. Alan Bell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, it's always nice here in the janitor's closet of the building. And let me say, you know, it's wild to see you guys traveling, right? Like, we get Mikey back and you're on the road now. Just credit to you guys, man. Always on the road. But you know what? The show always comes first. So well done.
Hey, man, we don't just talk it. We walk it. You know what I mean? It's you got to grind. We grind 7 days a week. You can't take days off. That's not how you build the brand. But we're building it. And we're building it all because of all of you at home. So let's get into our storylines that could affect the betting lines today. Easy for me to say. So, AB, the Seahawks today. My goodness, can they get off the schneid? Talk to me.
Yeah, the Seahawks, you look at them, this offense has become abysmal, all right? In their last 31 offensive possessions, they've only scored 3 touchdowns. 19 of those 31 possessions ended in punts, and 9 of them ended in 3 and outs. This offense has become the worst in the NFL. So my eyes are on them, because if they can't get this thing together, they are going to be automatic fades in games and automatic fades in prop bets every single week.
Well, you got the 3 other teams from their division that are very much alive in the playoff hunt. The Seahawks are going to be, as you say, out into the abysmal land. I want to make sure that, Mikey, you do not have a storyline today. Are you good?
You know, we've been working together long enough. You know that I was looking up some of that stuff. So I'm just checking on the weather, because people like the weather report. Not a ton. The Arizona-Chicago game is by far the worst weather situation. Going to have some pretty decent rain off and on. It's going to be hit or miss there. 15-mile-per-hour winds just on the edge of starting to affect things at certain times. But the real weather story this week is actually the Monday Night Football game. The one in Buffalo, that one is actually going to be ugly. Temperature is going to be down near freezing in that one. You're going to have the wind at 20 plus miles per hour sustained. That's going to impact the passing game, especially with freezing rain. So we'll talk about it a lot more on Early Edge tomorrow. But if you're including that game for teasers, parlays, whatever it is, go take a look at the weather and that one in Buffalo.
It is always so important to do your homework, and weather is a big time part of it. We talk about it here all the time, and Mikey does an incredible job of keeping us honest when it comes to the weather. By the way, he mentioned Early Edge Live tomorrow, 7:15 Eastern time. But don't forget about tonight, 7:20 Eastern time, as we count down to Sunday Night Football, the Broncos and our Chiefs, live from Arrowhead Stadium tonight. All right, here we go. Our board today, and it's kind of a light board today as we get really locked and loaded for the NFL board today. But Jay Smooth, he has become unbearable. I mean, his record is so good in college basketball. He has an off day. and it just throws him into a tizzy. So I said, Jay Smooth, I'm going to do you a solid. We're going to make your play one of the official plays from Sportsline. So you don't have to come on the show. You can relax today. He said, Coach, okay, I got you. So here we go. We're going to go Minnesota college basketball plus 10.5, a game that starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And as Jay Smooth says, this seems too good to be true. Minnesota is undefeated. They should put up a good fight. Mississippi State, yeah, they've gotten off to a decent start. They're solid, but not plus 10.5 points solid. Lock in Minnesota plus 10.5. Then NFL today, 1 p.m. Eastern kick. We're going to go Bears plus 7.5. You just heard M Squared talk about it, right? Going to have bad weather, going to have some rain issues, maybe a little bit of sleet. That means low scoring. That means bring the spread together. Bears, lock it in, plus 7.5. That courtesy of R.J. White. All right. Now, I told you he named this show the Sunday Brunch. But you know, when I want to get hyped up, when I'm on the road, when I really need to get my energy up, this is what I do. So M Squared, you know the drill. Oh, yeah, there you go. Give it to me.
All right, Coach, let's hit some college basketball. This one's a 2 p.m. Eastern start. We're taking Florida Atlantic, FAU minus 7.5 over North Florida. North Florida is a team that I've actually looked to bet on quite a bit in past years, typically when you're getting 12 to 15, 16 points with them. 7.5 is too short a price on this one. North Florida is a team that just, they're going to get out rebounded in this game. They like to play with a little faster pace. They like to chuck threes. That's fine when you're a good shooting team. It's not fine when you have a very clear disadvantage on the offensive and defensive glass like they will against FAU. FAU plays with a lot more control. They'll play with a little slower tempo, but they don't make many mistakes. I make this game all the way up to 12.5 in my simulations. I looked at the Sportsline model. Sportsline's got them winning by 20. I just think it's a misprice here in the market. I think it's a gift with FAU. If you look at some of the games, they almost beat Miami, a Miami team that is an inconsistent team, but they just went on the road and beat Penn State. Just some pretty big wins there and some good covers for this team. So take FAU minus 7.5.
It's all about finding the diamonds in the rough, the needles in the haystack. Now, I purposely waited until now in the show so I could give credit to this man, which, as you all know, I hate to do. But the man runs the brand on Saturdays. Jeweler, I need to see the recap from yesterday to show. I'll get all those green check marks. Few X's, sure. But you're going to have that. You're not going to win every single game, but a really solid day. And AB is the host with the most on Saturday. So, AB, congratulations to you and the crew from yesterday. But as the maestro always says, sir, it's on to the next. So what do you have for us today?
Yes, sir. It is on to the next. And look, we are going to go with Tyrod Taylor, Texans QB, over half an interception today against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts lead the NFL in turnovers, also points off of turnovers as well. I expect Indianapolis to start early, start often, and just get after Houston because this game is so incredibly important to them. Not to mention, we should get Tyrod Taylor over 30 plus attempts in the air today. Indianapolis is going to be all over him. Take him for over half an interception.
My gut tells me that the attempts prop might be something we discuss on Early Edge Live at noon Eastern. Would you say that's accurate?
I would say that is very accurate, sir.
Okay, very good. That and so many more picks coming up in less than 2 hours from right now. So we're going to be in the lab, as Alex likes to say, getting ready, because we're now in December. It's now playoff time. It's time to get serious. It's time to really get focused. So with that being said, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. M Squared one play so far, but as always, you need to follow him on social media. You never know when he's going to drop a play or just drop some knowledge. Then AB, Tyrod Taylor over half an interception. By the way, FAU minus 7.5. Then two plays from Sportsline. And by the way, if you're not a member yet, what in the world are you waiting on? But I'll do you a solid today, because I'm in the giving mood. Use the promo code EDGE, and I'll give you 30 days for free. All the simulations, all the analysis, all the cappers, just like A, B, and M Squared. You get it all, and then you'll ride with us after that. All right? Now, the little teaser today, after we play Minnesota plus 10.5, after we play the Bears plus 7.5, the jeweler getting very creative today. Chargers, Chiefs minus 3, Washington plus 7.5. You put those three things together, it gives you a nice little return of plus 160. All right. It's going to be a big, big, big day. By the way, I'll be posting a link on my social media page at Twitter if you want to help out the incredible cause that I'm down here for in Florida. It helps so many families. I would certainly appreciate it. By the way, Charles Barkley on my flight yesterday. Chuck saying hello, being a big shout out to the Early Edge crew. Well, he didn't actually do that, but it would have been nice. All right. There's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Sunday tickets straight to the pay window. For my whole team, Dalla, M Squared, the Jeweler, and everybody behind the scenes, remember, it doesn't matter where you are. You can always, always produce, pay it forward, be kind. Let's have a day. Tell all your friends to be right back here at noon Eastern time for the Early Edge. Good luck. We'll be right back.